So this week was supposed to be my first vacation once school had finished. I say supposed to be because 1 week ago it had poured and was continuing to rain. And I was supposed to go camping for 3 days down in Spruce Run, but there was no way I was going to sleep in a puddle for 3 days unless I was getting paid at the end of it. So instead, I just hung out at home for 3 days. I continued to clean my parsonage. And then on Wednesday, I went down to South Jersey to visit friends and family down there instead. I'd always planned these two vacations to go side by side, one for me, one for family and friends. But instead, it just became a week for them instead. I went down to the boardwalk and I looked over that ocean and I was at peace. I still have salt in my veins. That's probably where the high blood pressure comes from. I don't like wearing socks during the summertime. I made fun of people calling them shoobies for picking up seashells on the beach. I was at home. And so it was in this space, in this time of being at home and looking at the boardwalk and sitting there looking at the ocean, that I was reading Jonah and contemplating Jonah and thinking about Jonah, because Jonah is a big part of my personal call story, a big thing that I resonate with, especially when Jonah runs away. And so we're going to spend the next couple of weeks looking at Jonah, walking with Jonah as he walks that walk to Nineveh, as he gets swallowed by a whale at the end of this week, as he prays next week, as he finally gets to Nineveh the week after, and then as he curses God the week after that. We're going to walk through Jonah and look at it together. And so this morning, we start off in verse 1. The word of the Lord came to Jonah. God speaks to Jonah and says, go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. Nineveh is evil. I will destroy them, God tells Noah. They are wicked and depraved. Go. Let them know that the Lord of the Hebrews, that I, the Lord your God, will destroy them. So that way they know who it is. That way they know why they are being destroyed. And in verse 3, it says, but Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. Which I think is one of those real underrated passages in the Bible. Last week, I really spent my entire sermon just on one verse of that scripture. This is one of those verses. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. I actually don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. I think it's Tarshish. But as it turns out, that's not actually a real city. It might have been Tarshish. It might have been... Anyway, we're just going to keep going. So, as always, it'll take a little bit of context for us to understand that verse. History and socially, geography even. Jonah lived in Gath Hefer. It's a little city a little bit north of Jerusalem. Historically, he lived during the split kingdom, when Israel and Judah had split, and Jonah lived up top in Israel. He lived about 30 years before the Assyrians would come, 30 years before the Assyrians would destroy Israel and march everyone out. Nineveh was the capital city of Assyria at that time. So at Nineveh was where the king sat. At Nineveh was the place of power for the Assyrian empire. And so the Assyrians kept warring with Israel. And so for God to say to Jonah, go to the city of Nineveh and preach to them, tell them that the Lord is angry so that they might be saved, was a lot like telling someone 30 years ago to go to Moscow and tell them that they are sinning. It would have been like in World War II to go to Berlin and tell them that they were sinning. Go to Nineveh, the city of the Assyrians, the city who keeps trying to wage war against you, and tell them that God is angry with them, so hopefully they will repent hopefully that God can show mercy to them. Go, because I am angry with them and they need a warning. And so Jonah says no. Again, verse 3 says Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. That's all we get. But in reality, Jonah's saying, no, God, I am not going to go to those people. God, I hate the Ninevites. I am a Jew. I am a Hebrew. I live in your land. Why, oh, why am I going to the Assyrians? They wage war against us, God. Why would I go there? I have to fight for our freedom against these people. And you want me to go and be nice to them? You want me to go and love them? You want me to go to the city of Assyria and share good news with them? God, I hate the Ninevites. I am not going. And so in verse 3, it says, Jonah ran away from God and headed to Joppa, a port city. And now this is one of those times where I wish I'd brought out a map or that TV. Joppa is in the opposite direction of Nineveh. Nineveh, you have to pretty much go due west. Joppa is due east. I think I flipped that. Hold on. Joppa is due east. Nineveh is due west. My bad. And then Tarshish, or Tarsis, as we think it might have been, was even farther east, almost to the point that it wasn't even in the world anymore. It was at the very edge of the Mediterranean Sea. It was past Pegae all the way over. It was on the opposite side of the world, or the end of the world, where Jonah was running to. And so Jonah gets on this boat and says, take me to the end of the world. I am running away. And I do not want God to find me there. And again, I think this is an underrated passage of scripture, because Jonah receives word from God, preach to the Ninevites. Jonah receives this mission, this call from God, and God says, I will not, and Jonah says, I will not go. In fact, I'm going to go so far away that I'm going to fall off the face of the earth if I go any further. He runs to Joppa, he runs onto that boat, he runs away from God. And we know what happens next, the scene that really could have been pulled out of the gospel on the Sea of Galilee. Jonah goes down under the ship and takes a nap, and God sends a storm after the ship, sends a storm after Jonah. All the pagan sailors start praying to their own gods. They weren't Jewish. They had personal gods or gods of their hometown that they were praying to. None of it works. And so the captain comes down, wakes up Jonah and says, are you kidding me? You're sleeping while all this is going on. What are you doing down here? Get up and pray to your God. Maybe he can save us. The captain had assumed that Jonah was a pagan as well. Assumed that Jonah's maybe personal God might be able to help. So the sailors cast lots. They try to figure out who is responsible. And the lots fall to Jonah. And they say, who are you? Who is your God? Who are your people? What have you done? Why are we about to die because of you? And in verse 9, Jonah says, I am a Hebrew, and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land. And so in the middle of this storm, the sailors ask him, what did you do? Why are we about to die because of you, Jonah? And Jonah says, I don't deserve to live. Throw me overboard. Save yourself. And sacrifice me. Which is one of those bits of irony that the sailors, these pagans, these maybe Assyrians, probably not, but these non-Hebrews don't throw Jonah off of the side of the ship. Instead, it says they tried to row back to safety. They try to row back to land. It doesn't say how long they rowed back for, but I like to think it was hours. They weren't going to kill an innocent man. That was God's business, not theirs. They weren't going to kill Jonah if they could help it. But they couldn't make it any further because the storm was too strong. And so instead they prayed to God. They prayed to the Lord. Forgive us for killing this man. This is not our business. Don't punish us for this. We're just trying to get out of here alive. And so Jonah was called to preach to the Ninevites, preach to pagans, preach to the Assyrians who were trying to kill him. And Jonah says, I hate them. I hate their religion. Their religion is nothing but hatred and violence. I hate their people. I hate their king. I hate their gods. I am not going to Nineveh. I am going to run away instead. And on the boat, he finds sailors of the same vein. On the boat, he finds these pagans, these men who probably should have just tossed them overboard if they had no morality. They worshipped idols, they worshipped gods and personal gods and city gods, gods with a small g, not a big g. And yet when given the opportunity to save themselves, when given permission to kill a Hebrew, they try everything they can to avoid it. They try to get back to shore. They beg God for mercy. And so it's a nice bit of irony that God shows Jonah. You may hate the Assyrians, you may hate these pagans, you may think that they are worthless, but guess what? They're not going to kill you if they get the chance. And so Jonah says, save yourselves and kill me. And they dump them into the water. And we know what happens next from Sunday school. God sends a giant fish to swallow up Jonah and bring him to safety. And that's next week when we talk about what happens next. But for today, the question I have for us is, what is our Nineveh? What do we hate, folks? Because I know that there is some hatred out there. I have some hatred inside, and I won't deny that. What are we fighting with God about? What are we struggling with God about? What are we trying to run to the other side of the world because God is chasing us and we don't want to let him win? Because in verse 5 it says, Jonah falls into a deep sleep, rocked to sleep by that boat, that calm that he thinks he won out on God, that false sense of security that we feel right before the storm hits. Right before the giant fish swallows us. Because when we deny God, when we run from God, the devil puts that false sense of security in our hearts, or just sin does, depending on your understanding. And so maybe this isn't for you, and I'm well aware that at Broadway sometimes I'm the only sinner in the room. But what is God calling us to do? What is our Nineveh? What do we hate? And I'm telling you, Jonah hates the Ninevites. We're going to find that out in about 2 weeks. To give you a little bit of a preview, Jonah goes to Nineveh. He saves the Ninevites and gets really upset about it. And he says to God, I told you I hated them. Why did you make me come here? Now they are saved. I hated them, God. I did not want to go there. And so what is God calling us to? What is our Nineveh? What are we being told to do? Is it to reconcile with a friend or a family member? Have a tough conversation that we've been putting off? To stand up for those without a voice? what is that Nineveh? What are we running from? Because at some point, God will send a storm after us. At some point, that fish is going to swallow us. At some point, he's going to spit us out, and we're going to head for Nineveh anyway. Maybe we do it a little bit earlier.